Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening to the service over the phone and also over the radio and later in the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone. And this Sabbath, October 6, 2018. This is lesson 264 entitled, One Thing Thou Lackest, Part 2 from our chapter 57. Our opening hymn to our study is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. This also could be found in the hymn book, if you have one, and number 327. If any one of the dear family would like to join in the opening our hymn, you can bubble up. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than horses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain. Oh, be held in sin dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than any.
I'd rather have Jesus than men applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
He's fairer than lilies of the rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from other comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for. Our Father, we thank you for in the spirit to have this blessed day. We thank you for in the spirit to wake us up this morning. We thank you for in the spirit to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our classic spirit. We pray that you may be able to be with us wherever we go and whatever we do. We pray that you may be able to let us be strong and be faithful. We pray that you may be able to have a chance of spreading the gospel to any person who wants to hear or who needs to. Let us be able to also be faithful unto thee no matter where we are, no matter what we do. Let us be able to also be kind and be noble and be faithful. Let us be able to always find and strengthen today's the day, and also let's also keep on being and showing praises and showing mercy and kindness to anyone. Let us be able to also be be faithful unto thee no matter what troubles lie ahead. I pray also that you may be able to comfort us, be with our brethren, be with any of us who may be sick or afflicted with illness or be spurred or be generally be in any opposite of being joyful. We pray that you may be with us as we bless this Saturday and keep in it holy. Let us keep on learning the lesson of today and keep on cherishing every lesson we learn. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with our part two of our lesson entitled, One Thing Thou Lackest, in our book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Bubla.
Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Matthew 19:17. He said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. That thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Matthew 19:18. He said unto him, Which? And Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not be a false witness. Matthew 19:19. Honor thy mother, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen.
Amen. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Matthew 19:20. Ow. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?
Amen. Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thy hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 519 through 520. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are in Desire of Ages, page 519. Bubla.
Christ gave this man a test. He called upon him to choose between the heavenly treasure and worldly greatness. The heavenly treasure was assured him if he would follow Christ, but himself must yield. His will must be given into Christ's control. The very holiness of God was offered to the ruler. He had the privilege of becoming a son of God and a coherer with Christ to the heavenly treasure. But he must take up the cross and follow the Savior in the path of self-denial. Desire Ages, page 519, paragraph 5. And on the spot it says, One treasure, Jesus our Savior. Jesus, our life. And then it says a verse from Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, King James Version. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. And then also it says treasure in heaven, and it shows like a chest box. And also it says, pick up your cross and follow me. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did the test call from the young ruler that Christ gives and what was offered to the young man, if you know the answer to the question, dear one? Babala?
He called upon him to choose between the heavenly treasure and worldly greatness. Self must yield, his will must be given unto Christ's control. In the very holiness of God, he hath the privilege of becoming a son of God in a conher with Christ's heavenly treasure.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from James chapter 4, verse 7 through 10 from the King James Version.
Christ's words are verily to the rulers, the invitation to you this day whom ye will serve. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15. The choice has rest with him. Jesus was yearning for his conversation. He had shown him the plague spots in the character, and with what deep interest he watched the issue as the young man Wayne, the question. Next slide, please. Continuing. If he decided to follow Christ, he must obey his words. In everything, he must turn from his ambitious projects with what? Earnest, anxiety, longing. It was Saul, hunger. Did the Savior look at the young man, hoping that he would yield to the invitation of the Christ of God? Spirit of God. Oh my, hold up.
It's okay, dear sis. And the word was anxious, and the other one was converging. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. Which words were revealing to the ruler the invitation of Christ? And what must he do if he decides to follow him? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Which choice was left with him? And he must obey his words in everything. He must turn from his ambitious projects.
Desire of Ages, page 520. Christ made the only choice which could place the ruler where he would perfect a Christian character. His words were words of wisdom, though they appeared severe and exacting. In accepting and obeying them was the ruler's only hope of salvation. His exalted position and his possessions were exerting a subtle influence for evil upon his character. And on the top slide it says, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Next slide, please.
Continuing, this outrageous 520, have a blessing, everyone. It shows that you would supplant God in his affection. To keep back the little or much from God was to retain that which would lessen his moral strength and efficiency. For if the things of the world are cherished, however uncertain and unworthy they may be, they will become all absorbing. And next to this slide is
Luke 12:15, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth.
Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, what was the ruler's only hope of salvation? And what were the things if the ruler cherished will lessen his moral strength and efficiency and may become all-absorbing? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
Accepting the obeying Christ words of wisdom, soon they appeared. Serve in accepting which could place the ruler where he would perfect a Christian character in his exalted. That's what I just said. Position in his
possessions.
If the things of his world are cherished, it will keep back little.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 9, verse 23 and 24 from the King James Version.
Quick to discern all that Christ's words involved, and he became sad. If he had realized the value of the offered gift quickly, would he have enrolled him as one of Christ's followers? He was a member of the honor council of the Jews, and Satan was tempting him with flattering prospect of the future. Next slide, please.
Wait,
what are you doing, Jay?
Continuing, he went to heveling charges, but he wanted also the triple advantage. His richness would bring him riches. He was sorry that much desire in his life, but he was not willing to make the sacrifice. The cost of life seems too great, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Amen. Question, everyone. Did the ruler discern all that Christ's words involved? And did he desire eternal life, and was he willing to do surrender all to obtain it? If you know the answer to the question, Pabula.
Yes, and he being sad, he wanted the heavenly treasure, but he wanted also the temporally adventures his riches would bring him. And yes, but he was not willing to make the sacrifice, the cost of eternal life seemed too great, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Desire Pages, page 520. His claim that he had kept the law of God was a deception. He showed that riches were his idol. He could not keep the commandments of God while the world was first in his affections. He loved the gifts of God more than he loved the giver. Christ had offered the young man fellowship with him. Follow me, he said, but the Savior was not so much to him as his own name among men or his possessions. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading, Desire Ages 520. To give up his earthly treasure that was seen for the heavenly treasure he was unseen was too great of a risk. He refused the offer, the eternal life, and went away. And even after the world, he went away, and ever after the world was received his worship. Thousands are passing through his ordeal, weighing Christ against the world, and many choose the world. Like the ruler, like the young ruler, they turn from the Savior, saying in their heart, I will not have this man as my leader. Sad. Desire Ages 520, paragraph 4. Amen.
Fearful and sad indeed. Question, dear ones. Did the young ruler keep the law of God? And what did he love more than the love of the giver? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, Pabula.
No, his claim that he had kept the law of God was a deception. He showed that righteousness were his idol. He could not keep the commandments of God while the word was first in the
affections,
and he loved the gifts of God more to give up his earthly treasures that was seen for the heavenly treasures that was unseen was too great to risk.
Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. Did the young ruler refuse the offer of eternal life? And how many are passing through this ordeal? And what do they turn from the Savior saying in their hearts? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones.
I think that's better thing. The answer is yes, and went away and after the world was to receive his worship, and thousands weighing Christ against the world, and may he choose the world. And like the young ruler, they turned from the Savior, saying, I will not have this man as my leader.
Amen, and welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 18 through 19 from the King James Version.
For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, for with the precious blood of Christ as a woman, with the blemish and with the spot. And with the spot that's upon them, without blemish and without spot. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ that's upon them, without blemish. And with us spot, is he our chapter 1 and the 18th and 19th verses.
Amen. The scripture song was found in a CD entitled The Desire of All Nations, Volume 1. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the beginning of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very near, because it's story time and our dear.
Good morning, boys and girls. We'll set the air safety off here to cut the background noise. It's story time for October 6th, 2018. Title of our story today is With a Happy Sabbath Day of Worship and Rest. I don't know why they put the with in there, but it's there. Our verse is, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation or meeting. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings, that is, in all your houses. Leviticus 23:3. That's the fourth commandment. Spoken of in Leviticus. Whatever of ours God claims from us, he returns again, enriched, transfigured, changed in form, with his own glory. God asks us to set aside the Sabbath for him, and he makes it special. The Sabbath and the family were alike instituted or begun, given to us, in Eden. And in God's purpose, they are indissolubly. More than no other, it is possible for us to live the life of Eden. That means we can have special time thinking, seeing, and talking to. And it was God's plan for the members of the family to be associated with work and study and recreation. Something like walking in nature or working in the garden, that's recreation. The word recreation means recreate. The father as priest of his household or family, and both father and mother as teachers and family of their children. But the results of sin having changed the conditions of life to a great degree prevent this association or being together. Often the father hardly sees the faces of his children throughout. Get up really early and go to work and return late, tired and hungry, so they don't get to enjoy very much time with their families. he is also wholly or completely deprived of, that means, instruction. Do you know what companionship means? But God's love has set a limit to the demands of toil or work. Over the Sabbath, he placed a hand. It is a protecting one day to preserve or keep the family opportunity for communion with him, with nature, and with one another. And the word since the Sabbath is the memorial, remember something, it is the day above all others when we should acquaint ourselves with God through his works. To get to know him, maybe you have a little bit down at the park, but that's about it. Happy the father and mother who can teach their children God's written word with illustrations from the spoken pages of the book of nature. That means children things in nature that explain things found in the Bible. Who can gather under the green trees in the fresh, pure air to study the word and to sing the praise of the Father above. Let's see. By such associations, parents may bind their children to the ties that can never be broken. Let me just correct one thing here.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Well, dear ones, praise the Lord that we have a second chance to be able to hear the story again if you were having a little difficult with the audio. Next week, we will have our chapter review of part one of part two. Please have your question prepared and send before Thursday of this coming Sabbath. We also added a section in our review where any one of the children would like to share any poem that has been created by the study that they have learned, or anything that he would like to share with the family. Please, dear ones, we welcome you for you to share your thoughts with us by God's grace. So if any one of the dear family, little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
If we can all kneel and bow our heads and our heart, our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for reading this, for us to study. We pray that we may be able to always be eager to have thee in our hearts and our minds more than anything that we own or anything that we may want to even and gain. We also pray that you may be able to let us be we pray that you may be able to always let us keep on reverencing in the Sabbath. We pray that we may be able to keep on learning things and keep on learning many things of thee. We pray that you may be able to let us keep in mind everything that we've learned. We pray that we may be able to keep on having success and whatever things that we have that needs to be done. We pray that you may be able to comfort us. Let us remember you are always there to help us no matter what troubles lie ahead. Let us be able to also be great. Let us also be grateful for everything that you've given us. Let us be kind and be brave and be courageous and unselfish, noble and reverent in all of our thinkings and all of our actions. We also pray that you may be able to let us be, let us be wise, and let us be able to also be, let us be able to also, let us be, the discerning, obedient, unselfish, faithful, eight character trait as a deep. Let us all of all the temptations to the devil may use against us. Let us be able to overcome them, and let us still keep having our hearts and our minds more dependent on thee than on people's advice. We also pray that you may be able to protect us from anyone who may be wishing to do us harm. We also that you may be able to give us counsel if we're advice if we are lost or confused or even clueless of what to do. We love you, Lord God. Looking forward to being the light you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, dear ones, by God's grace, October 13, 2018, we will continue with part 2 review of chapter 57 entitled One Thing Thou Lackest, part 2. We hope and pray that everyone was blessed. We also prepare activity for the whole family to enjoy. And may you have a blessed rest of this Sabbath. And may the Holy Spirit open our heart soil that we may receive the lessons and strength to also put them into practical use. It's my prayer. Have a blessed and peaceful rest of this Sabbath, dear ones.